You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode, or watching, number 442. Thank you for hanging out with us today, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much, as always. Also, a big special thank you to one of our sponsors, VideoBlocks. If you're producing videos like me, if you're creating YouTube videos or whatever, chances are you probably need some B-roll, some transition shots, or even a segue or two. Well, with VideoBlocks, you can pay one low annual fee to get hundreds of thousands of HD clips to put in your videos. Literally, you pay one time and you can download unlimitedly, giving you access to literally thousands upon thousands of clips. If you go to videoblocks.com/drone, you can actually save $50 on an annual membership, giving you about 33% off, which is a whole lot. So don't waste any time. Go to videoblocks.com/drone today. Well, Rob, I think we have a good question today. What do you think?
I think we have a great question. It's actually a multi-part question, multifaceted question. We know there's a lot of people out there that are relatively new to the industry, trying to break in. And I think Craig's questions today are going to speak to a lot of those people. So it'll be fun.
Well, let's stop teasing people and get right to it.
Sweet.
Hey, guys. Craig Stetson in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm a new member and a new pilot and a newly licensed pilot. And I enjoy your podcast so very much. I'm learning every day. But I don't know, blame it on my age, but I've got a couple more questions regarding these things you've been over before on the subject of real estate filming, because this is the entry level for most pilots. But on the property releases, you mentioned that the pilot should get a property release from every adjacent homeowner. Wow, that's, you know, that could be, spend a lot of time going around knocking on doors and maybe not finding somebody home. So how do you handle that? Number two, you mentioned model releases also for, I guess, the surrounding properties. My question on that is, how does Google Street Views get around model releases when they have every house practically in the world on their maps? And thirdly, for real estate filming, you mentioned Wi-Fi interference because of the same, I guess, spectrum or band. And did you say that all devices in the home should be turned off, all the routers, and nobody should be using Wi-Fi while you're filming? And along with that, you mentioned a spectrometer. I've looked and looked. I can't find that silly thing. I see things called RF detectors. Can you give me a brand name on the spectrometers that might be good to use? Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day, and I appreciate all you do for the piloting community. Thank you.
Very cool. I have to say, Paul, so we've talked about the property releases for quite a while now.
Hold on.
They've come up a lot.
Yes, they have. But I want to clarify something really, really quick. A model release is not for a house or a structure or a vessel or a vehicle. A model release is for a human being or a person because the person owns rights to their image.
Right.
Just like how I own the rights to my image and you own the rights to your image.
You know, the question as it relates to Google Maps, that still applies because in a lot of the photos that Google has on maps, there are people in them. Not an attorney.
If you notice that their faces are always blurred out.
Okay, there you go. So that's how they get around it, probably. Yes. In many cases, it's from the top down. You can't see the faces to begin with.
And most of the time, people are eliminated from the image themselves, just like the shadow of the car is sometimes eliminated from the image itself.
Cool.
So as far as property releases go, in video production, property releases have been around since like the beginning of video productions. Why? You can go out and film on someone's property, and then when your production gets millions of views or you sell it to a studio and they realize you were on their property or took off and landed from their property, they can sue you for not being compensated or getting money essentially for you producing something on their property without their permission. So you can literally lose the rights to everything you've ever shot if you don't have that. Now, that being said, the FAA does not require
property releases.
They used to with the 333, but they don't anymore.
Yeah, so that's a really important point. It really is about protecting yourself, but it's not necessarily a situation where you're going to get in big trouble or anything. And like we've talked about, Paul, off air.
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
You just like to disagree. But, okay, you just said it's legal.
Well,
it's
there's
not
a
illegal.
Guy in Santa Fe who filmed a show on someone's property and didn't get a release, and they had the pilot air on television, and then they had to take everything down. The guy lost his butt in money.
Well, and I think, yes. So when you say get in trouble, I'm talking about two different things. When I say get in trouble, I'm saying the law coming after you, the FAA coming after you. You're speaking to maybe a lawsuit.
A civil lawsuit, yeah.
A civil lawsuit where somebody comes after you and says, look, you profited. I didn't get compensated for my role in your profit.
And I didn't sign off on my
rights.
And
I didn't sign off of it. So that's a different issue in my mind. Number two, that's a different issue in the sense that that's quite a major production as opposed to filming somebody's house to put on a listing site to sell the house. That said, you're taking some risk. And I think that's the main point that we want to share
with
you.
Just remember, though, if you're filming a house and you're filming from a public place like the street, doesn't matter what you film, you don't need a property release. That's the thing. So it's just like...
You just threw a curveball to everybody, I can assure you.
Well, I'm sure I did throw a curveball to everyone, but I want people to know the law. If you take off and land from private property and you don't have a property release, you open yourself up to risk. If you shoot a house from a public space, meaning the street itself, mm-hmm. and you don't leave the airspace of the street, it doesn't matter what you film, you don't need a property release. Because any shot you take from a public area is completely legal. Even I could take pictures of your kids, your little kids, and if I was on standing on a sidewalk or a street when I did it, and you're outside on your front lawn or in your backyard, and I'm in a public area, doesn't matter.
Okay.
And
so,
that's trippy. I mean, that's photography law in the United States.
Yeah. I don't want to go there. Talking about somebody doing that with my kids because that just wouldn't be good. No, I know you're making a point. And I know a lot of other people. I understand.
I would never, I have zero interest in photographing your kids or anyone's kids for that.
Of course not. No, of course. Obviously, you're making a point. But to nitpick a little bit, not nitpick, that's the wrong word. But
devil's advocate.
No. To drive a little deeper, you take off from the street, and so you're taking a shot from there. What about when you cross into private property? Does that change what you just said? So now you've combined
public and private. Do you remember what Cosby versus the United States said?
No.
That a homeowner does own the rights to their airspace, but to which point they didn't really define. It's been defined in ancillary cases that came after that case, what that level is, and there have been differentiating numbers. Mm-hmm. But I think if we were speaking like Jonathan Rupert, the answer would be yes. Do most people know that? The answer is no.
Okay.
Being honest. Honesty.
The recommendation.
Best policy.
Absolutely. That's very true. So best policy is to get the property releases. Do your very best to get them.
And you don't have to get them from everybody. Like, honestly, I don't get them from everyone around an area. If I'm taking off and landing from that property, I get a release.
Right.
Which is normally built in my contracts now, so
okay,
just
cool.
Make it simple.
All right, so talk a little bit more about his other question, the Wi-Fi interference, and how you can measure some of that stuff.
So we're going to have a link in the podcast at the bottom where you can click to get the, it's called a 6G spectrum analyzer, mm-hmm. and it measures the 2.4 and the 5.8 gigahertz bands. You know, some guys may say, oh, well, there's a spectrum analyzer on your remote with your Inspire 1. That's true, but it only measures certain bands, and it doesn't have that good of reception. It's not a big enough receiver, really. Anyway, that being said, the spectrum analyzer is going to help you understand just how powerful the interference is. Are you in an area where the interference is so bad that it could cause a potential problem? You know, like there's one local guy here who flew near all the radio towers, and you know, a lot of those towers are not broadcasting on the same signal. But if for whatever reason they wanted to change signals because they were getting a lot of interference, which they can do on the fly easy, you'd be screwed. And there was a local guy flying up near the crest with all the radio towers, and he just doesn't understand the science behind like the radio spectrum and how interference can really cause you problems.
Sure.
Well, luckily enough for him, he didn't have an issue, but that is not surprising because, again, you know, interference can vary from time to time based on what's being used, what's on, a bandwidth allocation. Like, there's just a lot that goes into it.
Right.
And that being said, the spectrum analyzer helps you understand just how much interference you'll really face, whether it's safe to fly or not. And in many times in residential neighborhoods, there's not powerful enough like routers. Unless if you're in a heavily, heavily populated area like Washington, D.C., where you couldn't fly anyway. Let's use another example. Chicago, Illinois, right? Lots of four-story condo units, 140, 150 units on one city block.
They've all got routers.
And they all got routers.
Got Wi-Fi,
and guess what? That is not a good place to fly.
Right.
So,
but let's just take, so his example, he's in Scottsdale. He's going to go fly for a realtor and do a house. Should he be worried? Should he be measuring just as a precaution?
What would you do? It is definitely a precaution that most advanced and pilots who are making a lot of money take, is especially with higher end jobs too, is, you know, we take an RF, or a spectrum analyzer, RF analyzer, whatever you want to call it, out there because it's just a peace of mind. It's like, you know what, we're good. Because if you have significant interference, you know, even a flyaway can occur.
Right.
So, you know, it's like you want to have a flyaway, you want to lose your drone, potentially lose your client, your reputation, clients there to come. So
it's just a prudent thing to do, and
absolutely,
it's easy, and why not do it is really what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So also the FAA does talk about understanding radio spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go very much into detail, but there are a couple questions on there about, you know, what can cause a flyaway, and like heavy radio interference is, I think, the answer. And I wish the FAA would go deeper into things like that because those type of issues are going to cause more problems than anything else.
Right.
And as more and more drones come up, as more and more wireless things come about, like inductive charging and whatnot, we're going to see more and more and more and more issues with flying. Here's a great example of something that a lot of people don't think about. If you're in a backyard filming real estate and you got a housewife who's in the house, you know, she's like, oh, I'll just be out of the way, blah, 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 which, by the way, I hate. And
You just want them gone.
I want them gone, out of my way. They're just always in the way. And I've worked with realtors and I'm like, I don't want the homeowner home. They're just going to be in my way and make my job more difficult. And some owners will be like, well, they're uncomfortable. It's like, all right, well, then I'm not doing the job. Period. Like, I don't care. They need to be secure. They're paying me money. Why the hell would I steal things from them?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was notch number one. But, and this is a true story. Notch number two, the guy had a cylindrical wall made out of concrete bricks, kind of, you know what I'm talking about, like a ellipse kind of wall.
Sure.
About 4.5-5 feet tall, which is pretty normal in New Mexico. It's Spanish architecture. Anyway, this lady turns on their big Wolf microwave. You know Wolf, right? The brand, really nice stuff, really big, really powerful stuff. Anyway, guy had a flyaway right there.
Because
of the microwave. He was flying in the backyard about 10 feet from the wall where the microwave was. She turned the microwave on and the drone just went, whoop, 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 flew off.
Oh, my word.
So.
Wow. Yeah, and who saw that coming?
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and, you know, like, my point is that problems can arise if you don't mitigate points of interference, whether it's the housewife who's there, whether it's the microwave, or whether it's the fact that you didn't use the RF spectrum analyzer, because even if you did, you wouldn't have saw the microwave interference.
Right. So that wouldn't have helped you in that case.
No, but it's
so
making
that speaks to a bigger issue of making sure you planned well.
Eliminating risks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when they're unknown. And there are more unknown risks, I promise you. Like, there's a reason why the motors sit a specific distance away and height from the compass on your drone, because they cause interference. So, I mean, guys, really, you've got to be really careful. I'm not trying to put the fear of God in you, but fear of God.
it doesn't hurt.
No, but this will be one reason why certain drone businesses will be more successful than other ones. And it's just as simple as they're more thorough.
They pay attention to detail.
They pay attention to detail. And yeah. over time, as the probability increases that you're going to have a crash, which you're going to in time, we all do, mm-hmm. You're just increasing the probability.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree. And I think kind of coming full circle here, I think Craig is one of those guys that's going to pay attention to detail.
I agree.
Based on the kind of questions that he's calling in and taking the time to call them in. So thank you, Craig. And guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Get those in. Still time to get into the current group of contest entrants. We're on podcast 442, and so we've got 7 more before we get to 450.
So
and then we'll
more.
Be doing another drawing.
Yeah.
8 more. My bad.
All good.
Thank you.
I want to say, too, on the spectrum analyzer that we did link, it measures 2.4 and 5.8 gigahertz. It actually has a much wider band than that, which will cover most drones. Just so you know, a lot of spectrum analyzers are sold to analyze different points of the spectrum. A lot of them are used for cell towers and measuring their strength and how they're doing. So you don't want to get like the 700 or 900 gigahertz. I linked the model called the 6G, which is specific to guys who fly drones. So if you're looking for spectrum analyzers yourself, great. Just know that information. Otherwise, just go below in iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're looking at podcasts, Podomatic. The link is down there. Just click the Amazon link. Boof, pulls right up.
Sweet. Very
anyway,
cool.
Anyway, sorry. I feel very passionate about this because I've just seen so many pilots kind of take this stuff haphazardly, mm-hmm. and all of them have had an accident. And it's just like, I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. And the best is the best because of their
attention to detail.
Yeah. How do you look at minute issues is the question.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Anyway, cool. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.